For that week, I'll hear your presentations, and whoever gives the better presentation is gonna get a promotion and a nice bonus. So good luck. Well, both workers left the boss's office and right away went to work on their presentations. What that meant for Lane, the quieter person, was hunkering down in their cubicle, doing all kinds of research, starting with looking up every interaction that their company had had with this client before, and seeing what kind of work and how their relationship had gone, and just seeing what was on the books about that kind of work. On the other hand, Pat's way of going to work was to go around the office bragging about how they were going to win. It was clear that they were going to win. They were way more brilliant than Lane. They've proven that many, many times. And so Pat just kind of built themselves up and spent the first couple of days doing that. In Lane's research, there arose some questions, and so Lane got on the phone and talked to that company and began doing some real groundwork and background work. And this was to Pat's benefit because Pat could overhear all those conversations. Not that Pat wasn't brilliant, but it didn't hurt to hear what was going on in the competing cubicle next to them. So it went on like this for a while, and the end of the week came, and as the week wore on, the presentation folders grew thick with materials, and PowerPoint started to be used, and things started to be put together, and finally the day came for the presentation. So the boss calls the two workers into the office and says, well, let's see your presentations. So Pat goes first. Brilliant presentation, because of course, Pat was a brilliant person and had a lot of personal resources to draw upon to make their case, and it didn't hurt that they overheard some things. It was a little rough around the edges, but still really brilliant ideas and sure to make the company really great profits. And then it was Lane's turn, and so Lane began their presentation, making their case, laying out all the work. And before Lane reached the end of the presentation, Lane turned to the boss and said, and here's my final point. I think you should go with Pat's idea. Pat's presentation is really brilliant. The ideas are really good, and the company will make a great profit, and I think that you should just go with that presentation. Well, Pat got a very puzzled look on their face and said, what are you doing? This isn't how competition works. And the boss added in, that's right, and if this is some kind of gimmick to get me to vote for you over Pat, it's surely going to backfire. To which Lane said, no, not at all. I think that you and Pat will work very nicely together on this presentation, on this project, and do very well for our clients. But for me, when I was doing my research, I actually called that company, and I had quite a few conversations with that company, and I found that over there, they build teams, and they work together, and they have quite a bit of transparency in their work, and they honor slow, steady work, and I also found out that they had an opening, and so I interviewed. And this morning, somebody called and told me I have the job if I want it. And see, I don't want to win this presentation because I don't want to be here. This is a fable for the ages.
The first reading is from Genesis 17, verses 1 to 7 and 15 to 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you." God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to the nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The poor shall eat and shall have their food.